Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everyone? I'm Rod Rodriguez, and this is The Back Brief. I hope everyone had an amazing Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, national break height and weight standards for all of our service members across the force the way God intended. It was a pretty good one for me. I spent the whole Thanksgiving, actually, at Busch Gardens here in Tampa. My wife and I, for a long time now, for a couple of years, we made the conscious decision not to celebrate Thanksgiving in the traditional way, like, you know, actually cooking and all this nonsense. Because, you know, cooking means you have to go out and buy all the nonsense. That takes up a lot of money. And that time to make all the food takes up a lot of time, effort, and the cleanup, and then I'm eating turkey for a month. I'm done with it. We can't do anymore. We chose not to do this anymore. So every Thanksgiving now, we either, you know, get a reservation to like a Fogo de Chão or one of those like Brazilian steakhouses, or we do something different. We do something fun. So this year we went to Busch Gardens, Tampa. It was a blast. Took the little guy down there and he just had a blast, you know, riding every single ride that he could possibly get his hands on. Because, you know, believe it or not, there was hardly anybody there, which, I mean, I heard it's the busiest time of year for parks like Disney World and Universal Studios, which just up the street here, about an hour and a half out to Orlando. But Busch Gardens, great park, amazing park. It's my first time there. And not very many people. I mean, during the daytime, it was a little packed during the day. But as the night came, all the rides were available. If you are a friend, you've probably seen my Facebook post. I should put that on Twitter and more public stuff. But anyways, I got a picture of me going down the Iron Gwazi. Apparently, it's the steepest, tallest, fastest hybrid roller coaster in North America. And it was insane. 91-degree drop. Yeah, I think that was a one-time deal for me. I rode that once and I was done. Couldn't do that one twice. But I hope your Thanksgiving was good. I know mine was. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about some of the stories that have come out up to now. And I think there's a big one here. Sailor wins back his gun rights in court after Hawaii unjustly stripped him of his civil rights. This is a story by Jack Murphy. You can go to connectingvets.com. Go check out the story. But basically, it took a lawsuit in the state of Hawaii for sailor and cryptographic warfare officer Michael Santucci to win back his civil rights after the state denied him permission to register his guns and confiscated them. Why? Because he was honest on a mental health questionnaire. He was honest. He said, look, I've sought treatment for depression and here, I'm full Monty with you, he said. Here's the truth. I have sought counseling. So instead of saying, okay, let's figure out, you know, where he's at, or no. Denied. No guns for you, buddy. Confiscated. So then the state of Hawaii forces him to turn in his firearms, refuses to register them until military doctors wrote him a letter saying that he's no longer suffering from mental illness. The problem here was he was never formally diagnosed. So if you're not diagnosed, you can't have a doctor write you a note that says, well, he's over something he never had. So now you've got a problem.
The Navy's policy is to not write letters like that in the first place because he doesn't meet that threshold. Doesn't make any sense. You know, I talked about this in another show that I do, Military Matters for starsandstripes.com. Go check that out. It's available everywhere you listen to podcasts. We talked about exactly this about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. You know, we talked about how some states have laws that can allow them to take away a veteran's firearms. And the conditions for doing this are not as clear cut as you may think. These are often referred to as red flag laws. Now, it's gun control that allows a state to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who they think could be dangerous. But the problem here is, what is the categories? What are the criteria for determining whether someone's dangerous? And this is where things have gotten weird. Now, we want to trust. I know I want. I want to trust our government. Now, do I? Well, that could be a little different than wanting to, of course. I want to trust that the system has my best interest and your best interest at mind here. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of these legislative acts, a lot of these laws that are created are done so kind of haphazardly, kind of knee-jerky, no real thought put into the details of this, and this is what happens. So they want me to answer a question. They want me to go see mental health. But then they do stuff like this. Now, Mr. Santucci, the man who is at the center of this story here in Hawaii, there in Hawaii, I should say. This is a gun advocate. This is a person who has firearms. He's not being challenged about whether or not he's safe in using them, whether he's trained in using them, whether or not they're locked up, how are they stored. No, he answered a questionnaire. And because he didn't lie, they took away his right to own those firearms. He was doing the right thing. This would be a totally different story if he had lied about something or he showed up or maybe he got arrested and he didn't register the firearms. No, he was doing everything the right way. He was registering them. He was doing things the correct way, the way he was supposed to do it, and he was punished for it. So what's the message to veterans, service members, who may want to go seek help, but they don't want their civil rights removed from them? If they'll take away your gun, what else will they take? Your freedom? Maybe Mr. Santucci's so crazy, we gotta lock him up for his own good. Maybe we should put him in a sanatorium, a crazy house. Put a straitjacket on him until we're sure he's okay. Yeah, that sounds like that sounds pretty far-fetched, but is it? Is it crazy to say that they wouldn't try to take away your freedom? Jack finishes that article with the state of Hawaii then forced him to turn in his firearms, refused to register them until military doctors wrote him a letter saying that he no longer suffers from mental illness, which is insane. That is a crazy thing to say. He doesn't suffer from mental illness. We all suffer from some type of mental illness. That doesn't mean you're mentally incapacitated. That doesn't mean you're crazy. We are all going through something at some time. We all suffer from an illness, but we do get better, then we get worse, then we get better, then other things happen. That's the nature of life. But he wasn't diagnosed severe depression. And even then, you know, you can get over depression, folks. That's how it works. Some people take a lot longer, some others don't. But what happens when we stop answering honestly? Well, we're going to have some problems is what we're going to have. We already distrust the world around us. Now we're going to be forced to start answering questions falsely, and more people will get in trouble. On the same note, Julia Ladeau, another reporter at ConnectingVets.com, reported the VA falling short when it comes to asking those at risk for suicide about gun access and safety. Well, we come right back to what's in it for me to answer this honestly. Okay, let's say I'm having a crisis and I want to commit suicide. I'm thinking about suicide. Let's take a couple of steps back here. Just because you're having thoughts of suicide does not make you crazy. It means you're in a bad place, but it doesn't mean that you're nuts. People who are in a bad situation are thinking clearly about a lot of different things. Maybe not everything, but they're thinking clearly about a lot of things. Look, folks, I have been there. I've had thoughts of suicide. I was operating my car at the time, thinking about it, because I was in a bad place. But I was still operating my car. I was still thinking pretty cognitive, pretty coherent about everything. Now, I will tell you, I thought about making a call to ask for help. And this is one of the questions that actually came into my mind. What are the consequences of me asking for help? What are the consequences for my career? What are the consequences for my family? Because here's the thing. I was having thoughts, but I didn't want to kill myself. There's a lot of nuance here. Thinking about it, wanting to, getting near to committing it. There are steps here. There are varying levels to this. And as much as the military, the DOD has said, oh, don't worry, you can go talk to a counselor. No harm will come to your career. A lot of people have said that. I've seen it. I've seen both sides of this. I can honestly say from the DOD side, it's gotten tremendously better. Tremendously better. I feel today that I can go and see a mental health counselor and not feel like my career in the military is going to be jeopardized. I honestly feel that way. I think that we've come a long way, folks. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, not so much. Not so much. So now we've got veterans and service members who are going to see stories like what happened to Mr. Santucci and wonder, well, should I even say anything? What if they try and take away my guns? I'm having thoughts. I'm in a bad place. I just need to talk to somebody. But I don't want to risk losing my privately owned firearms, my property, potentially my freedom. I don't want to lose anything by trying to get help. That's a problem, folks. That's a real problem. Julia reports that the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General has concluded in a report that VA is falling short when it comes to asking veterans who reported suicidal thoughts about their access to firearms and ways to safely store them. The report said that among patients with a non-fatal firearm suicide behavior event, staff failed to include safe storage discussions in approximately 30% of those CSREs and 21% of safety plans. Now that is important. That's important. If I had called somebody and said, hey, I'm having these thoughts, and they asked me, do you have a firearm, Rod? 15 years ago, I might have said no. Today, I'll probably say yes. Do you have a plan? Are they safely stored? Would you be willing to give your key to somebody? Absolutely. You know what? I would want to answer those questions honestly. I would want to. But we can't have states like Hawaii punishing me or Mr. Santucci for being freaking honest about our answers. And these are things that really can save lives. If you are developing a suicide plan with the gun that you own, hey, that's something your counselor, that's somebody your crisis person needs to know. That's super freaking important. Because those mitigating factors, something as simple as, would you be willing to hand your key to your weapons over to your wife until you come in and talk to somebody? That could save someone's life. That could save someone's life. Because I'll tell you, it's not just about handing the key over. It's what it symbolizes to that person who's going through that crisis. That could really bring it home to that person. Like, this is real. Like, oh my God, I'm really having these thoughts. I do need help. My wife or my friend or my spouse or my domestic partner, my neighbor, my reverend, whoever it is, maybe I should give them the keys to my weapons. Maybe I should call them and say, hey, just come pick up the guns for a little while. I'm in a bad place. I need to go see a counselor. When I'm better, I'll take them back. But for right now, I need help. And it's not just guns. If you're sitting at home and you're thinking about suicide through pills, you would want to call somebody. Hey, can you come grab my pills? I'm going to keep just enough for whatever ailment I have, whether it's pain or something. I just need enough for right now or for tomorrow morning so I can go see somebody and talk to them because I'm having these thoughts. I need help. No one's talking about confiscating my pills. Nobody's talking about confiscating all my knives. But because guns are at the topic, they're at the center of so much controversy, now it becomes a political thing. A political thing that honestly can cost people's lives because they're not going to answer correctly. They're not going to answer honestly. We need to fix that, folks. We're going to turn the corner. Another news piece that stood out to me. Cicely Aguilar, she is the other person that was involved in the Vanessa Guillen murder. She has pled guilty to accessory to murder after the fact and 3 counts of making a false statement. That is fantastic. I covered the Vanessa Guillen murder, and I will tell you, Aguilar's situation legally was a cause of concern for the Guillen family and their lawyer, because it seemed for a while like maybe they're, you know, Aguilar might get out. And now that she's pled guilty, thank goodness, you know, I'm thinking there's a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes. The family might have a little bit of justice, just a little bit. Aguilar helped her boyfriend, Army Specialist Aaron Robinson, kill, dismember, and dispose of Guillen's body in the woods. Robinson died by suicide on July 1st, 2020, the day that Guillen's remains were found. There's a whole lot to that story as well. The fact that the body cam footage of Robinson's death was never released. There's controversy with that. A lot of controversy with that. Put your tinfoil hat on, because some folks think that maybe there was more to this, and I don't know. I really don't like to put tinfoil hats on when somebody died, when somebody's families are still grieving. I don't mind tinfoil hat stuff when it's fun stuff like, you know, UFOs, aliens, or, you know, conspiracy theories. But the Vanessa Guillen family has suffered a lot, and I hope that this puts some of the things that they've been going through to rest. I hope that the family takes some solace that somebody is going to pay for the murder
of their daughter, and rightfully so.
All right, final turn. Let's have a little fun. Let's talk about something fun here. Annika Hustler, U.S. Marine, drank beer out of her prosthetic leg at a Lakers game. So I don't know if you've seen this, folks. Again, you can go to connectingvets.com, check out this article. it's right there on the front, actually. And this is reported by KNX News 97.1 FM. Marine veteran drinks beer out of prosthetic leg at a Lakers game. She was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and she found herself on the Jumbotron at a L.A. Lakers game on Monday. And she got fan of the game after taking her prosthetic leg off and drinking a beer out of it. Or chugging a beer? I would say chugging a beer out of it. It's pretty rad. She lost her leg after fighting a tumor on her foot for a while, and it obviously couldn't get fixed, so had to take her leg off. But she's doing well. I mean, she's chugging beers out of it, so, you know, thumbs up to Annika. Annika Hustler, U.S. Marine, Semper Fi, and that's pretty rad. Just, you know, I'm glad she got a $100 gift certificate for that. I mean, I think, you know, that thing's got to be kind of gross. I know guys with prosthetics, and it's not a fun time inside of that prosthetic. So it's like a shoey. I think it's kind of like a shoey. If you've seen those guys in New Zealand dudes that drop a beer inside the shoe after they've finished a game of rugby and chug it. Gross. I would take a prosthetic beer over a shoey any day of the week. And finally, folks, if you have not seen the movie preview for Cocaine Bear, go check it out. I just discovered it like literally 2 seconds before I started recording this. It's allegedly based on a true story of a bear getting into some cocaine and going on a rampage. If you haven't seen this preview for this movie, go check it out right now. Hey, Oscars, warm up that award, because Cocaine Bear is coming to sweep the Oscars. I predict Best Picture. At least I hope so. Folks, I'm Rod Rodriguez, and this was The Back Brief.
On the next Military Matters. The repeal of Roe versus Wade had a dramatic effect on women service members' reproductive health. We talked with Stripes reporter Nancy Montgomery.
It's just the most, it's rippling throughout healthcare, where it's sort of pitting patients against their doctors. How much do they tell their doctors? Can they trust their doctors? Can they trust the other medical people?
And we talk about the nightmare endured by Air Force veteran and military spouse Barry Wald.
You know, since I did not meet the requirement of the law due to the Hyde Amendment, didn't meet the criteria of being raped, incest, or that my life was in danger, military medicine could not help me. It's against the law at that point.
And her experience in a Japanese clinic and a botched abortion.
You know, I mean, I had blood running down my legs. Come to find out later, they lacerated my cervix during that time. She's like, you need to get out of there. It's not safe. We called it the torture cell, like the Japanese torture cell.
Listen and subscribe to Military Matters today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.